Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back with you on a Monday, Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. As I said, things winding down, not completely stopping, but winding down at a lot of the colleges as of yesterday. A lot of the colleges and universities around the country, NCAA member schools, are taking their break 3 weeks or so, and then they come back and start the grind for the season. One of the programs that has really been busy in the offseason with some camps and visits and signees and commitments, University of Miami. David Lake from Inside the U does a tremendous job. Got a chance to see him yesterday out at the U, taking in some of the 7-on-7, which has been pretty star-studded. It's not always easy for these kids to, because usually on a Saturday, Sunday when these are held, they're off on visits. So Miami got fortunate yesterday with a couple of really, really good kids. David Lake was on hand, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. David, thanks so much. Always great seeing you. Very busy month of June, right after the high school spring ended. We jumped right into the summer camps, and it kind of was a never-ending process down at Coral Gables.
Very busy now with this modern college football calendar, right, Larry, where constant official visits, constant camps, and really the work's just beginning because now it's closing time. And you're right, coaches go on vacation now, but they're still working those phones on vacation, trying to close on all these guys that visited during June. So key time coming up. And look, Miami landed a big-time commitment today with Vance Spafford out of California committing to the Hurricanes. So a lot of momentum starting right now for the Hurricanes.
A lot of speed, and somebody who was a guy who a lot of people were really after. I mean, they were looking at him and saying, was he committed to Georgia? Where was he committed to before?
Yes, they flipped him from Georgia. And, you know, he was supposed to visit this weekend, honestly, and didn't make it in because he was sick. I think Miami was hoping to flip him, you know, and so the fact that he did not visit kind of put that up in the air, but Miami got it done. And, you know, again, this goes back to Mario Cristobal. Why he was hired at Miami was to improve the talent. There's not a harder working recruiting coach out there than Mario Cristobal, and he has absolutely raised the depth and talent of the roster here since arriving at Miami.
Yeah, 7 4-stars and 1 5-star, which is not terrible. Especially when your 5-star happens to be Jackson Cantwell, who I guess by the time he reaches the campus, he's going to have such a folklore about him. I mean, you know, he's 6'7" and a half, 325 pounds, could do no wrong, throws a shot 71 feet, is just a second coming. But with Vance Spafford, here's a kid who's a wide receiver, 5'11", 175, runs a 4.29 40. Which is pretty impressive. And then last week they got Ashari Charles from Venice, who at one point was Brantley's teammate at Venice High School when he was, I guess, a wee ninth grader. And then we saw yesterday, had an opportunity to talk to Jordan Campbell, who's at Northwestern. Yep. He didn't take part yesterday, but he was like Darian Coleman from Orlando Jones was kind of there to, you know, they were like the master of ceremonies for the day. But what a great thing that land this many elite players. And I've been really fortunate, Dave, to have seen a lot of them. I got a chance to see Jalen Waters at Sefner Armwood, Joel Irvin, who I saw 2 years ago and wasn't really bowled over. But then all of a sudden he started to mature and he's a man.
He's improved.
Yeah, yep. A great deal, and that's, you know, basically, you know, from the area that you grew up in, and certainly, and then Ben Congdon, who's a big-time kid. This 2026 class is pretty darn good, isn't it?
I think to put, you know, look, you mentioned Jackson Cantwell, who is the number one player in the country, right? And anytime you have a commitment from the number one overall player in the country, look, recruiting rankings are all about math, right? And when you have that number one overall player, it gives you a chance to legitimately sign a top five class in the recruiting rankings, whatever that means, right? Sure, at least that means buzz for your program. And I think Miami will tell you, look, our goal is to sign a top five program every year. Does it work out that way all the time? That's tough to do, tough to pull off. But I think Miami's in position to pull that off because, like you said, Jackson Cantwell and then a number of four stars, and they're not done. They're going to go on a run here this week, and they're going to add to that group.
Yeah, no doubt. David Lake joins us inside the U. And, you know, here's the thing, too. You take a look at – and you made a good point. Okay, so all of a sudden you're out recruiting and you go, oh, by the way – you're a running back? Okay, well, we just signed the number one offensive tackle in the country on top of a 6'7", a 6'6", a 6'6", a 6'5" offensive lineman. Oh, to go along with what we had last year, you know, and the kids that did with Buchanan last year and Campbell and what you have now. Because you know as well as I do this recruiting thing and this, you know, it's sort of like one group leaves, another one's going to come in because we look at this offensive line that Miami has now, and there's a good chance they may lose four after the season. Obviously, Mauanoa leading the way, top 15 pick in the NFL draft, and if he has a great year this year, maybe even, you know, moving to the top 10, you know, along with guys like Bell, who really, you know, here's a guy, if you want to talk about a project, and if you're a project, you know, I know they were talking about Wilkerson, the kid Wilkerson.
Pretty.
Yeah, yeah. But he really, I mean, you're 6'8", and all of a sudden, you know, you were kind of gawky 2 years ago, but right now you're not so much to the point where you have all this talent going on, and you are 100% right. Because you go out and say to a running back or a potential quarterback, listen, we got a fortress. I mean, you're not going to very, very rarely are you going to be touched. You know, I mean, and then they're all
here. Point to last year, too, right? Cam Ward was a good quarterback at Washington State. What allowed him to show his real ability and be a great quarterback and the number one overall pick was Miami's offensive line, right? So at Washington State, he had very good receivers and running backs out there, too. The difference between those two programs was the offensive line. So they're definitely – Mario wants to build a line of scrimmage team. You know, Larry, that's how you win championships in college football. And they do have it rolling in that regard.
Yeah, 100%. And not only that, David, when they got here, they weren't very good on either side of the line. And they've kind of really turned that completely around to the point where arguably Miami has one of the best, if not the best, offensive line in the country right now, which is great. And also their recruiting ranking, according to you guys, number 7. In the country, which is really, really impressive, especially because you have some really good kids already on campus that'll be here at least fingers crossed for the next year or so, a year or two. You never know anymore, right? I mean, you know, you think you have a kid and then they're Portal. Gone. You know, but it happens to everybody because, you know, you watch college football during the course of a season, David, and then all of a sudden you're watching Florida Gators or whatever. And, oh, last year he was at Kansas State or last year he was at UAB. And it happens with everybody. I mean, that's where we are in this. And certainly I know for the next month or so you're going to be really, really busy, you know, with the commitments, getting ready for the season. Let everybody know how they can follow you. You guys do some great work over there. I know you and Gabby and and certainly the entire gang do a outstanding job, not only with your writing, but social media, and also with your, you guys do good podcasts and stuff. Let everybody know how they can follow you through that, and also your social medias.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. You know, just check out the website, InsideTheU.com. Podcast is called Through the Smoke. You can find us on YouTube as well. At, you know, Inside the U is the name of the channel over there. So appreciate it, Larry. It's no always doubt. Good to be on with you. Anytime awesome. You want me to pop on, I'm more than happy to do it.
David, anytime, and I appreciate you. I don't want to skip over Chris Stock, because he works. He's one of the hardest workers you're going to find in all
absolutely.
The sports. And yeah, he does a tremendous job too. Dave, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. David Lake from Inside the U. I'll tell you, they're really doing some great things. You know, I know you still have to play the games, and they got 8 home games, and it all starts with Notre Dame on the night before Labor Day, which is getting closer and closer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.